Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Setup, a play that takes place in Hell's Kitchen during the late 1920s. It focuses on a black boxer, an eminent champion, whose return to the ring is secretly set up for defeat. The Setup runs from February 12th through March 5th at the Shaking the Tree Theater, 823 Southeast Grant Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, February 26th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Michael Paul Hill is back today. He's with the San Carlos Apache, and he's a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe. And he's been advocating for years for indigenous rights with an emphasis on cultural and spiritual rights for several years. And he's been doing this, of course, in the Apache territory and also every year at the United Nations and other places worldwide. Travels a lot, bringing the message that spiritual strength, spiritual power, spiritual energy is the only path, the only real option that we have if we are to save our humanity, save the earth, which is indeed the whole earth, all of it, everywhere we plant our foot, everywhere we walk. That's sacred. It's sacred because we're part of the earth, and we always carry part of that sacredness within us. And it's only through becoming one with that sacredness that we could ever have the power that we're going to need going forward to save the damage, to redress the crimes that we've committed against the earth, against nature, and against our own spirituality. And no one has made this manifest more than our guest today, Michael Paul Hill. Good morning, Michael, and thank you so much. We're so happy to have you back today. When we were talking yesterday, we were just about to begin talking about Oak Flat. This is an important date. This is, of course, this week marks the anniversary of a year ago of the occupation of Oak Flat. And there is some confusion about what actually went on and what, of course, all of this has echoes and reverberations in our lives today because it is of the earth. And it is within us, it's of us, it's of the earth. Could you talk a little bit, take us back to Oak Flat, and could you just tell listeners what really went on, because you were there?
So So, like I said, back in 2005, after I finished the story yesterday or so, I had right before then, maybe in 2004, I'd received a vision there from a mountain spirit, a red one. These are the ones that are protectors of this area. They are part of our culture for curing and healing. And, you know, I wasn't really into this Indian stuff at this time. Let's just put it this way. Of course, because I was colonized and raised a Catholic. So while there, it just pointed up to the old magma mine that was there. And it, through, like, telepathy, through thought, it said, they're going to mine here. You have to stop it. So I went down that night and made a resolution for my tribal council and my tribal government to save Oak Flat, save all the other sacred sites that are in our area, even the ones in Mexico, because, you know, Apaches are bifurcated by a so-called U.S.-Mexico borderline there. So, but they said no. It became a dead issue. One of the councilmen who has been doing Oak Flat kind of like just ran with it, Mr. Windsor Nosey, has been, and his family have been a center and a focus of Oak Flat recently. However, he was on council when they denied that saving Oak Flat back in 2005. So all of this could have been prevented if they would have just listened to their own constituency and their own people. So from that point on, since it was rejected, we had gone to the United Nations over and over and over again to save Oak Flat, to talk about the different situations that are happening, racist discriminations, U.S. border wall, eminent domain. We did all this stuff in the U.N. level, where at least we would have the ear of like the Department of State, U.S. Department of State, and so we did. And because of our engagement with that, we were able to hold it off at least for many years without the help of the St. Cross Apache Tribe or the Apache Stronghold or so. So this was done quietly, and this is how usually things happen, you know. And so, the mining company plans, in its mining operations, plans to use robots. Robots that are going to mine 7,000 feet, which is a mile down deep into the earth. Humans cannot live this level because it's very hot down in the earth, you know, as we all know. And so they're going to use robots. And how they're going to remote control these robots or maneuver these robots around is to have a data center. And the San Carlos Apache Telecommunications Utility Incorporated is the only local near data center that has the capabilities. And most recently, even within our community, they were laying fiber optic cables, which we are a poor, impoverished community here on a reservation located in southeast Arizona. And we don't have the funding in, to make this possible for us, but now it's happening. So what they're not telling is that this data center, which has a line of sight straight up to Oak Flats, will be the data center microwaving the data to operate these mines that are going to be remote controlled somewhere overseas elsewhere. And so this is problematic and issue to most of the Apaches, because the Apaches, on one hand, are seeing sacred sites being desecrated, distorted. And right now, the people who are occupying Oak Flat have gone above and beyond the measure of sacredness, where they're holding concerts now, and it's just become like a circus for some of the people who traditionally live there, the clans that come from there. I'm sure that they don't appreciate these things, at least I don't, especially having to have a vision of spirituality that was of great magnitude, and having to have a track record that's asked to protect it, and then it coming to pass that Rio Tinto Zinc and BHP Billiton would create Resolution Copper Company, the two largest mining companies in the world, to mine Oak Flat. So all of this come to pass already. And,
wait like a minute. Said, but Rio Tinto has a terrible record of environmental desecration. Their record is all the way back. There is one accident after another. There's been incidents of terrible things that they've done, and they basically are so big, they get away with it scot-free. So I would be very worried about these robot things being controlled from who knows where. But we do know, We don't know who, anyway. We know it's Rio Tinto operating. If they're operating this thing, you might as it's already in the deck that something is going to go haywire. Nature always bats last. Nature, this is so contrary to nature, and it's such a violation of the sacred spiritual power of the earth in this place that I don't. It seems to me that this is worse than foolhardy.
Yes, it is. They have a, like you said, a very bad track record, and that's why in the international realm, they're an international company, and we could use mechanisms in the international arena to create awareness or to get to them. You know, I even thought about myself buying one share into their mechanisms or as a stockholder and trying to go to their meetings and to do something about it, but I haven't done this yet. We're just really,
good for you. That's the way to do it.
Inundated with a lot of things here, but Oak Flat. There's a lot of spiritual things that are happening along with it too. That goes on, and it is a sacred place to some of us people who have had these visions here. To some of the Apaches, they don't care who live on the St. Cross Reservation, and the reason is that the St. Cross Apache tribe. On the east side of our reservation is another mine owned by Freeport-McMoRan. And they sold back in 2013 75,000 square acre-feet of water to keep that mine on the east side of our reservation operating and sold it to that company. So you see where there's such a catch-22, such a double standard that is happening here within our own community. And this is the reality. This is why you don't see too many Apaches out there at Oak Flat. You see very few of them occupying and really non-Indigenous activists that are going out there to participate with them. So it is a good thing for us to bring awareness to it. However, what is going on and the underlying, the stuff that no one knows about is what's happening here as well. And real quick, I want to also mention, like I've been most recently, a couple of days ago, we went and I've been investigating. I'm a tribal member of the St. Carlos Apache tribe, but also a member, I am a Cherokee Apache of the greater Apache nation, and also half Arapaho. And so, but I live here, my domicile is on the reservation, St. Carlos, here in Arizona. And so recently we've been having a huge amount of deaths related to Silvex contamination, which is 245TP, otherwise known as Agent Orange. In 1964, they sprayed Agent Orange all along our rivers. They buried barrels from Dow Chemical and Monsanto into our ground here. And now we're having a huge rate of cancer, birth defects, different types of sicknesses and ailments that are on the VA's Agent Orange website, and also many much more. What's gone on here is that Admiral Zumwalt from Operation Ranch Hand was studying our people to see the effects of what happened with the how it would be on people. So all this time they have been keeping it under covers. Our tribal council has said nothing about it. So the other day, as we surveyed the land, we found very sad to say human remains, and even babies, human remains, even femurs that are like curved. And so forth, and of these, I guess, maybe dioxin babies that are being born that people just toss to the side, or the whoever. I don't know how it got there or how it's there. But
I hope listeners. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is more of a conversation than an interview, I think. Mm-hmm. But I hope listeners got that. I hope people are listening and hearing this, and I hope if you are listening to this right now, to what Michael Paul Hill is saying, that you talk about it with other people, tell your friends and family what's going on down there, because this, in many ways, we are all connected. The earth connects all of us. So if this is a crime, a tragedy, call it, there are many things that we could call it, but one way or another, it affects all of us. So talk about it. And Michael, sorry to interrupt, I just want to make sure people hear that. Shallow graves, human remains, and Agent Orange everywhere.
So this is the effects of what's happening here on Mother Earth right now. So we have no choice but to stand up and account for it, and also to do what's right, because we have, you know, this past year I went to Monsanto International headquarters in Moore, Switzerland, and I did a prayer in front of that, and a guy came out and said, "Why are you recording? Why are you here?" And I said, "Because we're praying for the bees, the pollen, the corn, the food." and talked to them and told them that, you know, your own children, your mother, your father is dying of cancer. And this was a person from the United States that I was talking to here at home, and you're doing nothing about it. And so sometimes, you know, it takes this, and I really do want to promote prayer. Prayer is how we're going to get through these things, just like you talked about earlier. And that is the most important time period right now. We are in a spiritual change. We are in an environmental change, and we need to wake up. The whole world needs to wake up and realize that what's going on in our earth, the weather is very much one of the biggest signs that we see. Whatever you believe, all I can say to you is get into your prayer and help to create a better space for all of us to live forever here on Earth is Woman. In Apache, we call her the Mother Earth, Earth is Woman. And so, you know, Nigelstan is what we call it. So this is part of us. We're all part of this beautiful, beautiful Earth here, and we can change it back. And we must unify and forgive and love each other.
Michael, thank you so much for that. We'll put information how people can. You can support this. You can support these efforts. And all that information, call the KBOO front desk, and it'll be there for you so that you can stand together in solidarity with the Apache Nation and all nations united by the Earth, our Mother. Thank you so much, Michael. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, February 26th. Sam Parrish engineered for us today. Thanks, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
And this is KBOO Portland, your community radio. It's about 10:16.